welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and try not to crash. Hello and welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. I hope you're well, and this is just a quick video on some of the headlines that's been in the news, in the motorsport news, and also what we're doing tomorrow, because we've got a special commentary event that we are going to be covering. And I know they've been pretty popular on our podcast channel and on the video channel too. And here is my website, if you haven't seen it yet, it's hughhattrick.com. And of course, you see with this video, you can actually subscribe. If you go on to the website, and then here we are, look, you can see the subscribe button there, and you can click on that, and it will actually help you to subscribe to our video channel, which of course is Hugh Hattrick. So let's have a look at some of the main headlines, and this is coming from Autosport. In Formula One news, Ross Brawn has outlined a biosphere plan to get the season underway. Now you might be thinking, what on earth does that mean? But because of the first 10 races being cancelled, Ross Brawn has decided that when they start, which will hopefully be in Austria this year in early July, they're going to have back-to-back races. And again, there won't be anyone who is actually going to be there visiting. It's only going to be the actual racer, obviously drivers and mechanics, and the kind of F1 crowd that come along in terms of all the kind of all the people associated with Formula One, but not the actual fans. It's not going to be open for fans to come in and use their tickets and actually watch the race. It will be a closed event. But they're going to do potentially two on the trot. And they're looking for tracks that are able to do that and kind of accommodate potential races, you know, back-to-back races. Potentially, there could be actually four back-to-back races. So let's have a little look to see where they are. Obviously, Austria being the first, that's the main one. But looking at Bahrain and Abu Dhabi, so it's potentially as well, also into Asia and into the Americas in October and November. So it could be, I don't know about Singapore, because that's obviously quite a major one-off race. But certainly I would have thought Abu Dhabi could host two races, and it is actually really good fun. And perhaps maybe by that time, they might actually allow fans to come in and actually watch the event as well. So it's going to be pretty hectic. And they were saying as well, that they have to watch out that they don't, the motorsport classes don't coincide too much, you know, because everyone will be wanting to put on events at the same time, and we're going to try and make sure that the dates aren't too many things on the same day, because that would really take away from the obviously Formula One and the other classes as well. Now the Hungarian Grand Prix organizers have confirmed that the Formula One race will take place without fans if it happens in 2020. And they've also offered refunds to ticket holders. The news comes after the government extended the ban on events with more than 500 people until August the 15th. Even a closed-doors race at the Hungaroring would comfortably break that limit, but it's understood that the government would accept that it is a broadcast operation and not a public event. So the race is officially scheduled for August the 2nd, and it's not clear what date is now on the table in discussions with the Formula One organisation. However, sources indicate that it's likely to be outside the current limit of the ban anyway. But that's the Hungaroring has had some very good races the last few years, so hopefully that could go ahead. I mean, I know that a lot of the drivers really quite like it, and it's a lot of fun. Tends to be, there was a classic race last year with Hamilton fighting back and eventually getting past Verstappen, so that could be a great one to watch. And hopefully, imagine if they did two there. That would be quite something. Now, I know we have lots of American fans for the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, so hopefully this will appeal to you. Now the headline is why NASCAR's bold return could be make or break. Now on Thursday, NASCAR released a statement that it planned to end its coronavirus enforced cancellation, and on the 17th of May, it's going to have a Cup Series race at Darlington. And it has also unveiled plans to cram a run of races with its top three categories into a 10-day schedule to make up for the dearth in racing over the past couple of months. Now, it's quite something, because this is a massive attempt to kind of bring everybody up to date with NASCAR, and so that, you know, the people have obviously missed out watching it, and they want to do the best they can to bring it back. But NASCAR, true to its reputation as bold, brash, and brazen discipline of racing, has decided to dispense with the delicate nature that the current global pandemic has been treated with. So there are no formalities. The definitive plan is to go racing in the state of South Carolina. But I think, well, you know what? They've obviously got it sorted out. They're all behind closed door races anyway. And I think that could be quite good. Obviously, they're going to test everyone. And as long as it works like that, then I think it could be really, really good. And it's great to get motorsport back in action. Now, tomorrow we are going to be commentating on a very special race. Now, the person that you're looking at there is David Schumacher, and he is the son of Ralph Schumacher. And in this video here, he's actually talking to Daniel Haddad, who is one of the esports drivers for BWT Racing Point Formula One team. And the both of them are going to be racing tomorrow in the special Formula One esports event, which is going to be from Brazil. Obviously, it's not a game, but it's the Brazilian Grand Prix that they're using. And tomorrow night, Andrew Marr and myself will be doing our best to commentate and have plenty of banter in between as well as we watch the racing from Brazil. So that should be fun. So make sure you join us tomorrow for what will be some fun and exciting racing. We'll be live on Podbean. So I hope you can join us for tomorrow's race. But that's all it is. It was a quick short video just saying what's been happening on the motorsport and the headlines in from Autosport there and from other sources too. But have a great day. And we look forward to you joining with us tomorrow. And remember, you can subscribe to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show here. Just hit that subscribe button. And also, in fact, I will sort that one out here. Look, there's a picture of our channel there from YouTube. So you can see all the stuff that we've been doing. And our recent video there with Adam Croft, which was really good fun, actually. And he talks about his simulator centre down in Leeds and how it can really help you if you're a professional racing driver or if you're someone who wants to get more competitive at racing on simulators as well. It's a great, great experience. So there you have it. I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Remember, you can join us live on Podbean. Make sure you leave us some comments and hit that subscribe button. And we'll see you very soon. Drive fast and try not to crash. Bye just now.